Welcome back. It's the Grapevine. Whether you want some red grapes, you want some green grapes, you want some grapes with seeds, grapes without seeds, you know, sometimes you got to make sure you got the seeds because you want to plant those seeds so the grapevine doesn't ever have to disappear. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm going to let you know that I'm the legendary Homer Blow. We're broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. It's the award-winning 101.7 FM. These excerpts that I'm going to be reading out of this criminal complaint will be disturbing to some people. So I just want you to know, views and opinions of the legendary Homer Blow does not reflect that of Milwaukee Black Media. And these, you know, so again, I'm not, you know, some things, you know, you'll be able to, you know, hear and kind of understand. So I'm not going to go with other graphic details, but I do need you to understand what this monster, in my opinion, was saying. And there is a picture. There's pictures of him on CBS 58, DJ Brother Z, if you want to just kind of find it and just show a picture of this Antonio Party, who is charged with, he got so many damn charges. Milwaukee Public Schools safety worker is facing four felony charges after prosecutors say he sent sexually explicit messages to three current or former middle school students, repeatedly contacted them late at night, and in one case, allegedly offered to buy a teenager shoes in exchange for a favor. Antonius J. Party, 27, is charged with one count of grooming a child for sexual activity involving two or more children and three counts of sexual misconduct by school staff or a volunteer. The grooming charge is a Class D felony, carrying a maximum penalty of 25 years in prison and $100,000 fine. Each sexual misconduct charge is a Class I felony. According to a 17-page criminal complaint filed Friday, Party worked as a security guard at Lincoln Center of the Arts Middle School. The school's principal told investigators Party had worked there for about 3 years and was assigned to the seventh grade floor and also served as a mentor and coached girls basketball and track. The complaint details allegations involving three students, two of whom are 14 and one who is 15. The investigation began after the father of one former student contacted police in July. The father said his son told him Party had messaged him on Instagram through an account named Tone_Party. P-A-R-T-E-E, and made a sexual comment about the teen's body. The student told investigators he blocked Party and deleted the messages. His father later used a backup Instagram account belonging to his son to continue communicating with Party while pretending to be the teenager, according to the complaint. The complaint says Party repeatedly messaged an attempt to call the account during the early morning hours. Investigators say some of the exchanges contain sexual innuendos and references to the teenager's body. After the father began taking screenshots of the messages, Party allegedly deactivated his Instagram account. Investigators subsequently learned of allegations involving other students. One 14-year-old told detectives Party began following him on Instagram while he was in sixth grade and started messaging him the following school year. The two later exchanged phone numbers. The teen said, and this is just from the CBS 58. This ain't even inside the criminal complaint where you'll hear some of the messages and one sided to protect the children, the teens that he was, messaging like that. The teen said Party repeatedly called him between 2 and 3 a.m. after the school year ended. Investigators reviewed messages in which Party allegedly made sexually suggestive comments about the teenager's body. According to the complaint, records show Party made numerous late-night attempts to reach the student, including 15 unanswered calls between approximately 2:36 and 3:18 a.m. on July 10th. Another exchange reviewed by investigators occurred shortly after 2 a.m., July 20th. Party allegedly referred to the boy as his favorite student before making sexually explicit comments after the teen sent him a photo in his basketball uniform. Party then allegedly attempted to call the teenager 8 times between 2:48 and 3:15 a.m. A third student, also 14, told investigators Party had been his track and football coach and worked as a security guard at his school. The teen said Party first contacted him on Instagram the day he graduated from 8th grade in June. The messages initially referenced track and other school-related topics, but the teen said they later became sexual. Listen, you know, I know she's got a whole shift to do, but I'm going to see if I can get Jazz Tyler to join me in the studio in the next, you can come in now because I got time to start reading. And I don't know, DJ Brother Z, if you can kind of set her up. All right. So we'll end up doing it during the next break. I'm going to start reading some of this criminal complaint. All right. Again, I desire the views and opinions. This is me. This is a legendary home blow. It ain't got nothing to do with Milwaukee Black Media and the Grapevine Show in particular. All right. So, but here, follow me. But you bet not slip. State of Wisconsin versus Antonius J. Party, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Date of birth 9/12/98. Count one, grooming of a child for sexual activity, 2 or more children. The above-named defendant, approximately April 2026 through August 2026, at or near 3456 here in Milwaukee, did engage in a course of conduct, pattern of behavior, or a series of acts with intention to condition, seduce, solicit, lure, or entice a child. I won't even go through the initials. Like normally, you know, on my internet platform, I would do the initials, but I'm not going to even do the initials. But there are 3 sets of young people for the purpose of engaging in sexual intercourse or sexual contact. And this violation involved 2 or more children. Class D felony, $100,000 fine, 25 years in prison, or both. Count 2, sexual misconduct by school staff or volunteer. The above-named defendant, approximately July 15, 2026 through July 31, 2026, at or near school in the city of Milwaukee, as a school staff member or volunteer, did commit an act of sexual misconduct against a pupil enrolled in the school, contrary to the state statute. A class I felony, $10,000 fine, 3.5 years in prison, or both. Count 3 is another sexual misconduct by school staff or volunteer. Count 4 is also sexual misconduct by school staff or volunteer. All class I felonies, $10,000 fine, 3.5 years in prison, or both. Then it gets to probable cause. In July of 2026, an officer had contact with the father of a child. The victim, I won't say, but birth date of 2/21/11. The father stated that on July 21st, 2026, the child approached him and indicated that the above defendant, who is an employee, a security guard at Lincoln Center of the Arts Middle School, where the child previously attended, had messaged him on Instagram saying something to the effect of, "I heard that you have a big." Yeah. This was done through the Instagram account tone_party. The account was later verified by the defendant's account to be the defendant's account. The son further indicated that in response to the messages from the defendant, he, the child, blocked the defendant and deleted the message log. This contact was done late at night. Later, the child's father reported that he, the father of the child, used the child's BlackUp Instagram account where the defendant was not blocked and responded to the messages. The detective was given a message log showing that on July 31st, 2026, the child's BlackUp Instagram account and Tone Party had the following conversation. It should be noted that in this conversation, the defendant made puns about the child's name, which will not be used in this document as they would identify the child. The initials are in here, but I'm not reading them again because it's a child. These are children. The tone of this conversation is innuendo, but is consistent with the child's disclosure and demonstrates, at best, odd behavior from the defendant, inappropriate for an adult, especially a trusted adult, to a child. On July 31st, 2026, this is a message that was sent from Party, the one who is charged. He reacts to an image of the child in his basketball uniform with a fire emoji, talking about proud of you. Party then tried to call the boy at 6:12 a.m. He didn't answer. The child replies to proud of you and says, thank you. Party responds and says, no problem. Party says, you the goat. Party says, tell another child to hit me up. The child said, okay. Party said, you the big guy. The child reacts with the emoji, with a heart emoji. Party puts up three fire emojis. Party said, laughing out loud, lame. The child said, what I do? Laughing out loud. Party reacts with the laughing emoji. Party says, you are lame because of another child. Y'all both lame, but you really not lame because you the big guy, and put a fire emoji. The child said, what you mean? Party said, laughing out loud, nothing, lame. The child said, that's you, laughing out loud. Party said, that's because you don't get it. The child said, you not saying anything. Party reacts with a laughing emoji. Party replies to what you mean by saying, talking about what you mean. Party said, all right. Party replies to you not saying anything to say you not saying nothing. Party replies to you not saying anything saying, I'm saying a lot. Party, another call to the student at 6:23 a.m. The child sends an outgoing call, audio call at 6:23 a.m. for the missed call. Party missed the audio call. Party said, little bro. The child said, I'm playing 2K and can't talk right now. Party reacts with the laughing emoji. Looking at time here. I got to get ready to take care of some bills. I'll come back. I'm reading the sickness of this criminal complaint. And after Jazz Tyler, because she got a long shift, she's going to tap in at 4 p.m. But I want to bring her in just because of the fact that, you know, she deals with students at the Howard Fuller Academy. And, you know, this could have been any of them. But this was a middle school that we're talking about here. You're listening to The Grapevine on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. I'm the legendary Homer Blow. I'll be black. Life's better when you know you're covered. With home, auto, and a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance, you're not just buying coverage. You're getting an agent who helps you feel protected and prepared. Someone who understands what you built and what you're building next. Because when your home and your ride are protected the right way, you're free to focus on your family, your goals, and your future. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome back to The Grapevine. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, and I'm pleased and honored to be joined by Jazz Tyler, of course, who will be tapping in at 4 p.m. It's like I should have tried to pull her in the first hour, but she wasn't here yet. But, you know, I'm just saying. But great afternoon, Jazz. How are you doing and feeling today?
I'm okay. I'm taking it one day at a time.
You know, these headphones are a monster, boy.
They are. How you doing?
I am blessed. I'm just disturbed, like with this Antonius J. Party, who is charged with these felony offenses from Lincoln Middle School. You know, and the conversations that he was having with these children, just inappropriate.
Yes.
And so I was in the midst of reading the some of the communication between the two. And these are youth, you know, they're middle school, and he was just really going in, and he referred to the one student who he's talking to now as the big guy because of his organ.
So when we were listening to it back there, when you were talking, reading the complaint, it was a couple of things that I wanted to point out.
Mm-hmm.
Him saying "you lame" mm-hmm. is things that children do when they like another child. It's almost like the little boy at school that hit the girl that he liked and mm-hmm. teases them.
Mm-hmm.
So he has childlike behavior. And the problem is a lot of students don't know what that is coming from an adult.
Right.
If you're randomly just saying "you lame," it's like,
right,
I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
It's almost like he, I wouldn't say grooming.
But that's part of what they're saying, that yeah. he was grooming him.
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
grooming him.
And then the compliments, you the big guy, he's basically saying you the one I want.
Mm-hmm.
So it's code languages. But I was telling Brother Z, I don't understand how the staff aren't able to catch the signs ahead of time.
Yeah.
That's troublesome to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And just to kind of jump back in on some more of that conversation. And they have several conversations in this 17-page criminal complaint that he's had with the different students. And definitely sexual innuendos that he was giving off. But in this one, he keeps saying to the child, which, again, I'm not going to give the initials in here, but he's like, again, he kept telling the boy that he's lame. He called him at 6:47 a.m., didn't get no answer, and put three crying emojis. Called again, still at 6:47 a.m., and then put and said lame and put a palm to face emoji twice. Then he said big, you know, and then he ended up calling again at 6:49. And then he said, "yo, you scared?" Then he made another call at 6:51 a.m., no answer. He said, yo, Mr. 2K, because the child said he was playing 2K. Someone in the chat turned off disappearing messages. Then he said, "yo, Mr. 2K, yo." Then he said the boy's name. And he said, "yo, why you acting funny?" Then he called him at 6:56 a.m. He called him again at 6:57 a.m. He said, "2K, not that serious." He kept saying, "yo, Mr. 2K, why are you not responding?" Called him again at 6:59 a.m. The child finally responded, said, "it is right now," laughing out loud. "I've been winning 22 games in a row." And he reacts with a laughing emoji. He said, "you know I need that." Yeah. He said, I want that." And he said, "you are lame," because the boy didn't respond. He called at 7:02 a.m. The boy didn't respond. He put three crying emojis to pull on the sensitive and emotional side of the boy. Like, "you ain't answering my call."
Yeah.
This
like
monster.
A guilt trip.
Yeah, absolutely. And he said, "I'm going to bed," Party said. He said, "you lame." And then the child said, "I'm about to too, but only if I lose first." And then the child said, "you ain't telling me nothing." Party said, "I did." He said, "you two focus on 2K. Then the boy said, "never mind." And he said, "say it." Party is saying, "say it." Then he says the boy's last name. He said, "You scared." Three laughing emojis. Leave me alone. And he said the child's name, "Since you scared to talk." He said, "You ain't saying nothing either. I need that. I need that." He kept saying to the boy, "He needs that. He needs that." And it goes on. He said, "The child previously mentioned, what did that got to do with anything?" And as I go to some of the other, and this is just with one of them. And then there was a statement from the child that said to the detective that party made contact with him, and he's birth date 2/21/11, stated that within the last 2 weeks he received messages from the defendant from the Instagram account tone_party, as indicated above. The first message was asking him about basketball and even spoke to him about his friends. The defendant asked him for his personal phone number and made comments in the message about his private and how it was big. He then blocked the defendant. The child confirmed the information provided by his father. Now, and they talk about so many other kids. Like, it gets graphic.
Yeah.
It gets graphic to the you know, so those parts I'm not going to read, even though it's in this. And he called these kids, like, so many times, like I'm going to just, you know, kind of just show you just the time frame of another one of the children that he was calling. These are boys. These are boys.
At 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So, and then he blames it, if I'm not mistaken, he blames it on, he confessed to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And blames it on him drinking.
Right. You can, yeah, scroll up and just see. I just made it, you know, bigger so you could see the times. But, yeah, this dude is – this. It's 3 years he's had to do this. And these charges have just been talking about what happened during July of this year, well, April through August. Like, he's – as recent as this month, he was still on his mission. With different boys.
Yes.
These are boys.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, we got to get ready to take care of some bills. You can bring it down so you can kind of, you know, just scroll up through it while we're going through a break. And you may find some things that you may want to bring up. Because I know I can't keep you in here too long because you'll be right back in here anyway. But I just need it to get your thoughts and opinions on it. So check it out. And when we come back, you can give some of the opinions you have by reading some of that criminal complaint. You're listening to The Grapevine. I am the legendary Homer Blow. I've been blessed to be joined by Jazz Tyler from Tap In with Jazz from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I got to take care of these bills and we'll be back. Welcome back to The Grapevine. Jazz, you've had a chance to kind of see.
Oof.
And just from you having a chance to kind of like breeze through it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to get your thoughts as someone who works with children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And in schools. You know, what you got?
First of all, it's triggering because I am a child that was molested at 9 years old, like fully penetrated. So I have the experience of knowing the language, the behavior, the fear of attempting to tell an adult or wanting to, but not necessarily knowing how to. Mm-hmm. And the behavior that is being displayed is of someone who has been doing this for quite some time, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He just got sloppy with it and couldn't help himself. Secondly, I think the most disturbing thing, well, all of it is disturbing, but mm-hmm. one of the things that stood out to me was that he attempted, well, number one, he utilized the word unk.
Mm-hmm.
He called himself unk.
Right.
You know, obviously the short for uncle, but he referenced himself as aunt to the youth, to make them feel more comfortable, and then offered $1,000 for them not to say anything. Mm-hmm. My other stance on this is when you have children that's in middle school, that's ages 11 through 13 or 14. Mm-hmm. And that's an age where it gets tricky as far as monitoring the social media, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. The fact that they were up all night playing a game is normal behavior for a child.
Right.
But the contact that he made with them via social media during that time mm-hmm. is what's most concerning to me. And I would encourage all parents, I don't care if they're in high school, to like my two oldest mm-hmm. throughout high school, I still went through their phone.
Right.
Went through text messages, social media accounts, all of the above, because again, you never know, you know, what's going on, and not every child is going to feel safe enough to say anything.
That's right.
But I do want to hold the school accountable to some degree. Okay. And I'm not blaming it on them, but to me, and with currently working with youth.
And that's why I wanted to get your thoughts. Go ahead.
There is certain type of behavior that people like this exude, mm-hmm. right? And it's mm-hmm. and it's impossible to ignore.
Okay.
So if you, like, I have relationships with my students, right? Mm-hmm. Like mentor relationships, but I'm in communication with the parents uh-huh. as well. So it's not a matter of, like, one of my students, she actually used to date my oldest daughter. And she'd be up, she'd be like, Ms. Jazz, can you send me this? And it'd be like 8 or 9 o'clock, and I purposely won't respond.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I see her the next day, I'm like, hey, Lynn, you can, you know, hit me up about music, and I know you mean no harm, but just do it at a certain hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's boundaries. But when you build relationships with these students, other teachers around and other staff are able to notice the behavior between you and that child.
Right.
Right. And to me, I feel as if somebody missed it. Somebody wasn't paying attention. And this needs to be a part of PD, professional development.
Mm-hmm.
This has
mm-hmm.
to be a conversation with the staff to identify and understand the signs right. of a predator.
Right.
Because obviously not every predator is listed as a sex offender. They haven't been caught yet.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we lacking in as educators to where we're not paying attention to the signs ahead of time? And how much more security do we need when it comes to hiring people? Or how much vetting, how much more vetting do we need? Obviously, some things is pretty difficult, especially if they haven't been caught. But I just personally believe that signs probably were being displayed and someone overlooked it.
And I agree with that because of the fact that it was just so many.
Yes.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know, I've read criminal complaints where it may have been about one person, right? But in this situation, it's multiple children.
Yeah. It's, you know, I've dealt with a similar situation in high school mm-hmm. with someone who was an adult. And they have this childlike mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And to the parents, I don't care if they're a coach, a mentor, whoever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always going to vet whoever is around my children.
We have to.
Like, there is no way that any adult should be reaching out or conversing with my child without talking to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to the youth, because I know that they listen, my students specifically, I know it's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
But don't ever be afraid to tell somebody. I'm glad that the young man in that complaint told mm-hmm. another student who was a former student, which is a young lady.
Right.
And he referenced him as Diddy, like he was on mm-hmm. some, you know, Diddy mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he tried to pay him off. But us as adults, we have to, this is why I love my job, because I create a safe space for my students so that they can come to me
mm-hmm.
and tell me things that they may not be comfortable telling their parents or somebody else.
Right.
So then I can go and get help for them.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to figure this out, because the past, I want to say 3 to 4 years, I've never seen so many sexual complaints from adults against children.
Right.
And it's all been inside of the Milwaukee public school system.
Crazy.
It is.
Crazy.
It is.
And that's why I say, you know, question y'all kids. Like, you know, you got to be up in their business. I mean, again, it worked for us coming up. You get what I'm saying? Like, be all up in that business.
Yes.
Because you just don't understand the different things. And we're talking about a generation now, Jazz, that they're excited when a person say, I'm going to get you some Cartier glasses.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I've been wanting some Cartier glasses.
Yep.
He or she is going to get me some Cartier glasses? All the tennis shoes that I want?
Yeah.
I wanted some of them shoes. Yep. Oh, you going, you know, because it's other charges against different educators and people in the school, and that's what they played on.
Yes. Yep. And you have to, like, parents teach your children to think, like, if someone says that to me at that age, I would say, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to buy me that?
Right.
Is that not weird? Mm-hmm. What did I do for you to want to buy me? You know, and if anything, talk to my parents. Okay, cool. Call my mama.
Right. But but you got this fact that we got to put in the factor of the PWKs,
yes.
The people with kids, biological mothers and fathers of these children. But they own that.
Yeah.
They own that, you know, Cash App me and it's going down.
Yep. That part.
So,
Ooh. So
you get what I'm saying? So it's like, they're not going to be the best people, in my opinion, to try to guide them. And that's why I say I hate that the village is not truly, like, let in the way we used to be, because everybody are not with that, and they will check it in.
Yeah.
But when you try to check it in and you end up getting threatened by the PWK and then the baby daddy who she don't even get along with, but she going to call him and tell him, they was up here talking to such and such. And I told him, hold on, where they at? They still there?
Yeah.
All right, we about to pull up.
Yep.
Keyword, we.
We.
So that means that he's bringing some people with him.
Yeah.
And he's coming on some ignorance. He ain't coming to try to fist fight.
Yeah.
He's coming with some drama.
And one thing I do want to point out that's important, too, and it's a hard conversation, but it's the truth. When you look at a lot of older adult males who are homosexuals, it typically starts with situations like this.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah. When we think about the school, what was the guy's name? I read his criminal complaint. Ended up burning himself up in a house in River Hills or whatever the case may be. Was at the Young Leaders Academy on Tetonia North Avenue inside of YWCA or YMCA. The way that he was grooming those boys, you know, you got moved up to the mantle if you was his boy of the week or you doing, you know, all of and so a lot of them that may not have, you know, chosen that lifestyle or identified themselves under that lifestyle
were forced into it. And to the youth also, gifts is a part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
So if an adult, you know, especially if it's someone that's close, it's always typically somebody that's close to you.
Mm-hmm.
But the gifts are a part of, is bribing, is a way to try and make you comfortable or make you feel as if they care for you, right? This is very, very disturbing. My heart goes out to the parents, first and foremost, because I couldn't imagine reading messages like that sent to my child.
Well, thank God for the parent that spoke up.
Yes.
Because, you know, right now, you know, I don't know if some of the other ones would have said anything if this father
hadn't
stepped up and said something and said, these are some of the other children that may be involved in this same situation.
Yes.
Because, again, remember, he was talking to some of the other children saying, why don't you tell this person?
To
why
call me. Yeah. He was recruiting.
Yes.
He was recruiting.
Absolutely. Craziness. Anita Nicole said, 100 Jazz, it's so important for people to share their story. Those who have experienced this firsthand can provide insight. And she put a heart. And that is real talk. And that's why we can't be afraid to have these hard conversations.
Yes.
Too many people are taught that, hey, don't talk about it. Yeah, I don't want to remember that. I don't want it. But your story, your journey can help somebody else come forward and say, you know what?
Yep.
That was me.
And we're going to talk about it at 4 because I dealt with it at 9. Mm. And then at 15, I was being groomed by an adult who was 24.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go ahead and get a little more prep time for your show. We tap in with Jazz Tyler at 4 p.m. You're listening to The Grapevine. I'm the legendary Homer Blow. Honored to be joined by Jazz Tyler. We got to take care of these bills, and I'll be black. Are your finances low, your mindset off track, or are you ready to get into real estate? Tune in to The Journey with Coach Erica every first and third Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon on 101.7 The Truth. It's all about mindset, money, and real estate, helping you to take the next step towards building a better future. Welcome back to The Grapevine. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, holding it down for Ray Nitti. He's in Poland. He'll return on Monday. DJ Brother Z, thank you for putting up with me. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. And thank Jazz for stepping in. Because, you know, with some of these discussions, you know, you need to be able to have that balance combination to talk about it. You know, I can talk about it from a man's perspective, but, you know, it's also important to hear from the women. And it's crazy that with this situation that there were some boys involved in this, not just a boy, some boys that he was grooming and inappropriate, you know, conversation. And I'm glad that some of them didn't let it go as far as he wanted it to go. But again, there's no telling how many other people. Now, that was at school. So think about what he could be doing in his community, you know, wherever he resided. And some people looked at it like, oh, yeah, you know, oh, he's a coach. Oh, yeah, he's a security guard. That's somebody who's supposed to make you safe, keep you safe. And these end up being some of the predators. And, you know, you don't want to get a black eye in the game for all of the rest of the security guards and the teachers who are doing the right thing. They not, you know, own anything sick. But when you hear it, it's like, okay, my eyes on everybody now. I'm looking at everybody. Everybody can get it now. You know, what you talking about? Why are you saying that? Hey, girl, I see you tomorrow. I mean, everything has become subjective at that point. We're like, And just think about how many students probably gave in to him and are not in this criminal complaint. And you're talking about, like I say, he was there like 3 years at that school. So there's, it could be, have some conversations, you know, if you have some children that may have been under his watch, or, you know, you recognize that he came by and maybe picked them up saying they're going to practice, and it may have been a weird time to go to practice. But just to think that these children should have been able to be getting their brain ready for school. And this man, this monster, this predator, he calling him at 2-something in the morning, 3-something, 4-something, 5, 6-something in the morning. Like, come on. We gotta, you know, we gotta take care of our children. And parents, like I say, get in your children's business just because, you know, they're preteens or they're teens. Get in their business. Get in their business. You know, when they 18 and up, I know you got to kind of let them go, but still stay in their damn business. I'm just saying, you know, some people wait for that go to, I'm 18 now. You still my business. You still my business. Because some of those ones that want to holler out, I'm 18 now. I'm 19 now. When they end up getting arrested, who the first person they call? Mama! Somebody call my mama. Oh, you told me you don't want me in your business no more. You 18. You grown now. Now, we got to always watch ours, and it's just the truth. I hope that some people and parents will end up questioning their children, just making sure that there's no inappropriate contact, because sometimes these children may not have what they feel like are other friends. And so just to get, and some of them may not be getting the love and respect just at home. And they will reach out and they'll cling to that. Somebody's throwing them some attention and they'll cling to that. It's a lot of little factors that can add up. You know, like we talk about scoring people, scoring men, scoring women. It's like, well, she was never like that. He was never like that. But because some people don't end up, you know, being able to openly talk about it. And that's something that we have to be able to do. We have to understand how important it is and how powerful it is. Your story could help somebody else that is fighting with those demons because it is happening to them. And sometimes when you see other people say, wow, you had to go through that? Like I say, people see the legendary Homer Blow, and when they hear me talk about my story of being in a foster home, like, what? You were in a foster home? I didn't know. I couldn't tell. You ain't going to be able to tell by just looking at everybody. You don't know what they've been through. You don't know their journeys. You don't know their struggles. You don't know the things that they overcame to become who they are. Because once you learn to do that, you don't continue to give it the power. It has power all the way up until you say, I'm taking my power back. You get what I'm saying? Listen, it's your time. It's your time. It's your time to lift the barriers, lift the weights up, lift the thing up. Don't be concerned. Oh, but everybody, they're going to be mad at me because I say, I don't give a damn. If it's your truth, it's your truth. It is what it is. And we have to let our children know. We have to let our friends know, because there are oftentimes where women have best friends or, you know, their girlfriends, and they're in a very violent domestic relationship, a domestic violence, domestic abuse, and they try to hide it. Girl, them shades look good. She ain't got on them shades just because she thought they looked good. She's trying to hide from you, her friend, the fact that the brother that she's with, which you already had feelings about, like, yeah, I don't know, I don't really like dude, but that's your person, so I'm going to tolerate him. But I don't trust him like that. But they'll put makeup on, they'll do all of these things because they know that you are their friend. And that even if they're not speaking up, you're going to damn sure enough speak up. But then they think about what could happen to you. And I don't want them to do anything to you. Why didn't you ever tell me? He crazy girl. He was going, you know, he threatened that if I said anything to anybody that he was going to kill him. He pulled a gun on me several times. Like, a lot of women are going through these things. And some people think that it's easy for them to come forward, and it's not. It's not. Some women be like, yeah, I got X amount of brothers. But this man said he going to kill as many of them as he can if they come over here to try to stand up for me. And some women be like, no, I don't want to take that chance. I don't want to take that chance. You know, they deal with the pain. They deal with the shame. The self-esteem is just being allowed to be taken away by that person talking about you ugly. You know, some of these boys that this monster was trying to groom, ain't no telling what type of things that they were going through to whereas they may have not felt good about themselves. And now it's somebody paying them some attention. And some people feel like some attention is better than no attention. And that's just real talk. Anita Nicole said, I'm staying in their grown business at a healthy level. My health is wealth, but I'm keeping a hand in the pot. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. And that's what we got to do. If we're talking about how we make a difference, how do we make a change, we got to stay involved. You know, like I say, a lot of these youth relationships, they are violent. They are violent. These girls are having guns pulled on them. like as if it's a form of just a threat. You know what? Ah, this, ah, that. Don't have me do this to you. And that's that's terrifying. And some of them won't tell their parents. And some of them won't tell their PWKs because they feel like their PWK don't give a damn anyway. They got a turbulent relationship with them anyway. Time to get ready to tap in with Jazz Tyler. I thank her for coming in and sitting with me, giving her opinion on it. I've also sent her the criminal complaint. So you will probably hear her truth on some of the situations that makes her familiar with people trying to groom young people and being taken advantage of as a child coming up. I pray that everyone has a safe and nonviolent weekend. I've got a lot of things that I got to do. Join me. If you got youth and you want to support the youth, there is the entrepreneurship connection happening on tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Greater Milwaukee Urban League, 435 West North Avenue, free vendor space for the youth, 10 to 17 years old. So come on down, show your child. Your child may have some ideas. Let them see what it looks like to follow their dreams and follow their path of something that they feel like, ooh, I can do this. I want to do that. I'm the legendary Homer Blow. Nobody has told you that they love you today. I need to let you know that I love you. Brother Z, thank you very much for a great show. Holla black, people. Enjoy your weekend.